How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show. Christine, you're cutting out just a little bit, so I'm just going to grab the reins right there, because that's what good partners do for each other. So, Christine, can you hear me?
So that's the question, too.
So we seem to have just a little bit of a slight challenge, but welcome to the Noah and Christine Show. I am Noah Martin, and on with me is Christine. Can you just say hello, Christine?
And this is Christina Rilo, and believe it or not, we actually are a happy couple. We're currently having communication challenges in being with you here on the air, but that's how we roll here at the Noah and Christine Show. We are actually the place where people come to keep the happy in their happy couple, and we are here today to talk to you about love and relationships and keeping the happy there, even when communication is going rough in your relationship, which is exactly what we just started out the show. No, should we let them in on what just happened before we even got on the air?
Well, here's the thing. Christine and I had two totally different conversations over a two-week period of time and came to two totally 100% different understandings of what the conclusion of that conversation was. I thought one thing, which was that we were doing a little quick spot today with Dr. Pat, Christine thought that, and I thought we were doing our show, and as it turns out, I'm right, and told everyone in the world that, and Christine thought something else differently.
And I was right, too.
Oh, that's, one of my favorite teachers says, you're always right from your perspective.
You are, exactly. Well, and so if you haven't guessed it by now, Noah and I are actually happily married. And this is in large part due to the fact that we practice something called choosing me before we. And we also practice self-love. And that's what we're going to talk to you all about today on the show. So happy to be with you all. I know we're broadcasting here at this fabulous conference. Myself, I'm coming from a conference in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where I just spent 3 days at the Shangri-La with a bunch of women who were there to really take care of themselves and go deeper with themselves and create connections with themselves. And we talked a lot about choosing you before we and a lot about how to have the kind of relationship in your life that you really want. One of the things that I've dedicated my life to, and now Noah and I work together. We work together, we live together, we love together, we play together, we fight together. We do a lot together, don't we, love?
We spend a tremendous amount of time together, and I have to say I have missed you while you have been off frolicking in Wisconsin.
Thank you. Well, I missed you even though we were totally having a fight right before we came on the air.
Was that really a fight or just a kerfuffle? I think it was just a kerfuffle. Fights are bigger than that.
How many of you out there listening right now have a different definition of fighting between you and your partner? No, I have a very different definition about fighting. I actually think fighting is just anytime you disagree with each other. And one of the things that Noah and I love to talk about and teach is how do you actually fight fun and fight fair? And one thing I would love to, I guess we'll just jump into it. I mean, really, this next hour is really about what can you do to have the happiest relationships of your life? You know, what can you do to have that happen? And here's the thing. So you're single listening to this, or you're in a relationship, you are having a relationship. You may not be having a romantic relationship, but you're in a relationship with all kinds of people. Your parents, your siblings, people at work, your friends, you're even having a relationship with yourself. In fact, the most important person that you are actually having a relationship with, and this is a big, huge underlying point here, is to take your red highlighter marker out, is that you are actually having a relationship with yourself. And for all of us out there, it's funny, no, you don't know this, I was actually wrapping up today at the retreat, and we were talking about relationships, and we were talking about a lot this weekend around how a lot of unwellness and a lot of toxicity can come into our lives because of the relationships that we have or because of the relationships we don't. And we were talking about how I mentioned to some of the people who are running the retreat how we as people are brought up to be emotionally retarded. I don't know that I laugh and talk about this because we are, as a culture, we are like really conditioned to be emotionally dumb. We're emotionally dumb when it comes to relationships. We're totally misunderstand love. So we're love dumb, we're relationship dumb. And it's no wonder that most of us don't have the relationships that we really want. And you know, and one of the things that you and I talk about and we're just kind of are really honest about is that no matter who you are right now listening to the show, whether you are, you know, super financially successful, you're just making it, whether you're beautiful textbook beauty or you're just, you know, average looking, or you have everything in your life you want or you don't, every single one of us wants to be loved.
I know
every
that I know I want to be loved, Christine, even if I don't get everything right all the time. I still want to be loved. I don't want my love to be conditional on getting things right, because sometimes I'm wrong.
Well,
how about you?
Let's just talk about that. But can we talk about that? I think that's a really big point. And so remember, everyone, this show is all about helping you get the relationships you want. And one thing I think that happens in relationship, and Noah, you were a big teacher for me about this, is that we use love as a weapon in our relationship. Which, by the way, love is not supposed to be a weapon. Love is for loving. Love is not for hurting. Can you talk a little bit, Noah, about, because you're just really good at this, talk to us about keeping love as something that you don't use as a weapon, but something that you, you know, you don't take away from people. How do you do that?
Well, it's really as simple as this. Loving is both an emotion and it's a skill. The truth is that you have to practice it because, you know, if all of the time you're used to being hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, you can't change that tomorrow. It isn't like, it is not a switch. It's a skill. You have to learn how, even when you're super angry, how to keep loving. And it's simple as, when you're having that moment when you want to scream at your partner and say, what are you doing? You're making me crazy. You take a moment and you pause and you say instead, you're making me crazy and I love you. And those two, and just be really clear, those things aren't different. You can be mad at someone and still love them. So there's a little bit of an intellectual exercise and then there becomes a practice of actually communicating that way. Even if it feels a little forced at first, you still have to have that little bit of repeat. You have to do it again and again and again until it starts to feel natural.
Now, I think we have to be a little bit more vulnerable about this because I'm feeling a little bit like we are just like, do this. Like I got to create some content here. So everyone listening, I just want to be vulnerable and share a story with you. So we talked a little bit about this idea of choosing me before we. Choosing me before we is actually the name of my first book, and it's also the name of a 40-day course I'm teaching starting on Wednesday that is all about creating the relationships that you want in your life versus settling for the ones that you don't. And Noah's actually been helping us. He's our COO and CFO, so he's been helping me get all the things in place so that I can teach this starting on Wednesday, too. I think we have, what, about 150 people right now around the world, Noah, that are signed up for the course?
Just a little under that. 125.
125. So
125 people who have decided they're gonna be in love with themselves.
Okay, well, let me tell the story. Let me tell the story here. You are super excited over there, Noah. I love your excitement. And so here's, you know, and I want to be honest and vulnerable. It's not an exciting story. This is a real story that I'm about to tell you. So the reason why I'm teaching the class on Wednesday and the reason why I left my six-figure corporate job 6 years ago to really teach Choosing Me Before We and share Choosing Me Before We and actually write the book. And it's funny, I'm in the car right now with one of my best friends, Anne. And as I'm talking to all of you, and Anne was a big reason why I wrote the book too, because she, like me, was a very smart, successful woman who ended up in a relationship that wasn't anywhere near the relationship she deserved. We both settled in love. And I was fortunate in that my fiancé and partner in life and business back then, not Noah, broke up with me on the way to my engagement party. Now, it did not feel fortunate, but it was fortunate because for Anne, it was a different story. For Anne, Anne ended up getting married and having two kids, and now she's stuck with her narcissistic ex-husband as a person in her life that is just there because they have these children. And so there's a big blessing for me, and I thank my ex-person tremendously for saying to me, Chris, I'm holding you back. And, of course, he'd be like, no, you're not. And, you know, he was. He really was. And when that relationship ended, this is before I met Noah. When that relationship ended, what happened for me is that I realized that while I was a smart person, I was a smart woman, I was a successful woman on many levels, I was really not very smart when it came to my relationships. How did I end up with a person who was breaking up with me on the way to our engagement party? And so I had one of those, like, you know, God moments, those universe moments. And I remember laying in bed a couple of weeks after we broke up, like, you know, for real, I finally moved out of the house and all of that and started my life, began to start my life over. And this voice, you know, and you know the story, the voice, all of you don't know the story, but you might know the voice I'm talking about. The voice said to me, Christine, you've been settling for a long time. A long time, and you do not love yourself. And I was like, damn, I have been settling, not just in my relationship, but in my life, because I almost picked a partner. But if I had stayed with him, I would have ended up selling cheese for a living versus just leaving a 5-star resort in Kenosha, Wisconsin with my best friend with a group of women where I was teaching and keynote speaking at a retreat and having a great time. And it was because I was scared, y'all. It was because I was scared to be alone, and I was scared that if he didn't love me, no one was going to love me. And thank goodness he wouldn't take me back because I was forced to go on my own. And I did make a promise to love myself, and I did make a promise to choose me, my own happiness, above my need to get love from him. I took my love power back. And shortly after that, a couple months later, I met Noah, who I call walking love, Noah, because you have an immense ability to give love. And I have to say, and you'll remember this, I didn't know, I knew men like you existed, but I had never met one. I never met one. Do you remember our conversation a couple weeks into dating, what you said to me?
Sure, absolutely. I you had told me three or four really I don't know, kind of scary stories about your experience with your former person and some of the men that had been in your life, not that you were dating, but that were just kind of around you. And what I really said was, and a stand I want everyone, you know, to take is that you deserve to have men be nice to you. You deserve, you should expect absolutely nothing less, and that you should expect and deserve men to treat you well.
And Noah, for those of us that don't actually know, cause I didn't know. When Noah said that to me, y'all, I was like, what? Men are supposed to be nice to me? What? Really? I had a belief that if I wasn't basically, you know, if I wasn't basically ending up on cops, you know, being beaten up, and I was actually being treated just fine. So, Noah, will you, for all the women that are listening, and this goes to just not just your romantic relationships, ladies. This goes to the people that are also your friends with. This goes to the people that are your parents. This goes to your siblings. This goes to every single relationship in your life, what you deserve. So, Noah, will you just clarify, when you mean that people are supposed to be nice to us, clarify what that means.
Sure. I mean, it's really basically the things that kept you out of trouble in fourth grade or in kindergarten. You know, when you talk to someone, you use nice language. You don't swear at them. You don't call them names. You don't pick on them. You're not constantly undermining what they're about. You listen before you say things. What else is really important? You know, try to understand what their perspective is. Even if you don't get it right, ask the question, what am I missing? Like, that to me is, when we were having a fight a little earlier today, Christine, about this very show we're on right now, the question I forgot to ask you, and the reason why I wasn't able to kind of move past it and get into a deeper connection before we got on the show was because I didn't ask, what am I missing? What am I missing about Christine's experience or Christine's thought process that is keeping me from connecting? So those are some of the basic things. So, you know, it's literally being a true partner, which means doing the things you say you do, you're going to do, when you're going to do them as best as you can, or make new agreements if you can't do that. It is speaking really from your heart is one of the nicest things you can really do for someone. Is you can take a moment and not just always talk about the things in your mind, but take a breath and say the reason why you're trying to do the things you're trying to do. Is there anything I'm really missing in that, Christine?
Yeah, well, I guess I would really love if you could talk about, I think that there's a lot of people that are listening that have relationships in which they feel like they have to stay because it's out of loyalty, or they feel like if they were to make a different choice, it would be a failure, or if they're in a relationship, they're not really willing to end, but it's difficult, they don't know what to do. And so I think really the brilliance in what you said to me around, you know, men are supposed to be nice to you, is that really, everyone's supposed to be nice to you. That means, everyone listening, you have to be nice to you. So here's, you know, a key precipice of choosing me before we are, a key concept behind it, and a truth, is that every relationship in your life is a direct reflection of the relationship you have with yourself. Now, let's just underline that for a second, because it's kind of deep and it's maybe a little esoteric, but it's very important. Every relationship you have in your life is a total reflection of the relationship you have with yourself. And so for those of you that are highly critical or have a highly critical person in your life, it could be that you're very critical of yourself. Just with my 8-year-old and 9-year-old goddess children, they're Anne's daughters. And they asked me, they said, Aunt Christina Rilo, we were talking about inner mean girls and the negative voice we have inside our head. They said, Can an inner mean girl become an outer inner mean girl? And they were talking about some of the kids at school. And I said, absolutely. And that oftentimes if we have self-hatred, if we have self-doubt, if we have self-criticism, you will find that you will attract the people in your life that will mirror that for you. So my ex-person was very critical of me. He was hugely critical of me because I was so critical of myself. I had unrealistic expectations of me, so he had unrealistic expectations of me that I never met. What were you saying, Noah?
Well, one thing I wanted to add is it does not mean that you are responsible for everyone else's behavior. That is not what we're saying. What we're saying is if you're putting up with it on a consistent basis, that's a sign that there's something going on inside of you. If you're not willing to say, you know what, this person is being mean to me, I am not going to spend time with them anymore, then that's saying something about you. The fact that they're being mean is their karma. That's their issue. That's their thing. But if you're willing to stay in a relationship, a business partnership, a romantic or a social relationship, and the person just isn't treating you well, is either constantly criticizing you or is undermining your confidence or doesn't ever let you have the mic, that's a sign of things that are going on inside of you. the person's going to do what they do, and you can try to create new agreements and arrangements and create rules or rules of engagement, what we like to call our love tree, which, of course, you have to have those kind of – if you were willing to let someone stomp on you in any way, their stomping isn't saying something about you, but your willingness to let it happen does.
And sometimes it's not even stomping. I mean, here's the thing about, and I really would like to just direct to say, everyone, you deserve choose me before we. Choosing me before we doesn't mean that you're selfish at all. I'm not, it does not say choosing me instead of we. We're not talking about that. Talking about loving yourself so much that you choose relationships of all kinds that are wind beneath your wings. Because if a relationship isn't wind beneath your wings, then it's likely a chain around your neck. And it's keeping you from what it is that you truly want. Now, there's some relationships out there that it can be neutral. You know, there are those neutral relationships. But either normally a relationship are the ones that are the wings, you know, the wind beneath their wings, or their chains around your neck. And that doesn't mean that the good ones, the ones you want, the wind, or it's going to help you fly, are always easy. We're not saying that. Some of your most difficult relationships will be wind beneath your wings because they challenge you to grow, because they call you forth. The differences between, and this is the key difference, everyone take note, because people always ask us, how do you know if you have the relationship that's lifting you up, it's just hard right now, or it's challenging, and it's really calling you to step forth to be, you know, stronger and be better. Because every relationship in your life should help you be a better person or help you reach your dreams, or there's really no reason to have it, right? Or is it one of those relationships that's dragging me down? And is it weight around my neck? How do you know? And there's a real simple three-step process that I want to share with you. Well, and this is really how I knew the difference between Noah, between like the difference between our relationship. Like, there's so many differences, but one of the big ones between this relationship and the one that I tried to make work for 15 years is if you have a relationship with somebody where you're not getting what you want, where you're not getting what you need, where you're not experiencing the happiness that you want to, where it's dramatic or draining or toxic, first you have to start with yourself. And you have to ask yourself, what is it that I need right now? What do I need in my life? You're not even about the other person. Just ask yourself, what is going on in my life right now, and what do I need to bring me happiness? What do I need to bring me happiness? And then as you answer that question, so you can get all squared away with yourself, the second question is, okay, what do I need from this relationship? So if it's a friendship, or it's a partnership, a romantic partnership, or a business partnership, then you just ask that question, what do I need from that relationship? That's the we piece, right? Then the third question is, okay, then what do I need from that specific person? And get clear on that. And then you go to the person. You got to do all this work before you go and you actually talk to the person. So say this with a friend or a romantic partner. So say it's like with Anne, for example, or it's with you, Noah. And I am feeling unhappy. It was my relationship with Noah. I'm feeling unhappy in my relationship with Anne. First, I would say, okay, what's going on with me? What do I really need right now? And then if you were to ask me what I really need to be happy right now, I just really need a lot of love and a lot of love and support and people to really see and help me find where I'm going next. That's what I need in my life. If I wasn't happy and getting what I wanted, which I am, by the way, and I know, so you all know, I am getting what I need from the two of you. But if I wasn't...
Oh, good. I was like, am I going to find out something right now I didn't know?
No, you're doing great, love. You're doing
okay.
Great. So the second question I would then have to ask, though, is, okay, well, what do I need from you? Like the relationship. What does the friendship need to give me? What does the partnership, the romantic partnership need to give me? Or the business partnership, because Noah and I are in business. Then I get clear on that, and then I got clear on, okay, what do I want from each of you? Because then what's going to happen is I'm going to go talk to you. And I'm not going to go have the talk. Do not have the talk. Do not, people scare them away. People will run from you. They're going to make it some, we have to talk. People will freak out. Don't do that. You just listen for the time when it's a good time where you create the space by, you know, inviting someone to go to dinner with you or, you know, going for a walk, that kind of thing. And you basically say to this person, here's what's going on with me in my life right now. And what I realize is there's some things about in our relationship that I'm not really getting. And it's not your fault. I just haven't told you. And this is what I need from our relationship. And this is what I need from you. Can you do that? Are you interested in having a relationship with me, and can you be that person? And then you shut up, and you let the person tell you. Because they'll tell you, yes, I can do that. No, I can't do that. Yes, I am that person. No, I'm not that person. And the place where you get yourself the most trouble is when you don't listen. When you try to make somebody other than who they are, when you put unrealistic expectations on somebody, when you try to expect them to be a mind reader to you, to know what you need, that's when you end up with relationships that don't make you happy. So it's that easy. You notice, and what we're talking about is when the response is, then, so for Ann and Noah, they get to respond. They'll respond in one of two ways. They'll either lean in or they'll lean out. Leaning
so,
in means you have a partner. Leaning out means you don't.
So, Rilo, in a minute or so, we're going to break. And when we come back, I really want to have us have a dialogue about what leaning in and leaning out looks like, because I think so many folks don't actually know that.
Great, let's do it.
And you have been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
And wait. Before we come right back, I want to let you know, make sure to check out the fabulous Choosing Me Before We class that's starting on Wednesday, and you can find out more about that at ChoosingMeBeforeWe.com. ChoosingMeBeforeWe.com. Right there, you are.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
And welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show, where we help keep the happy. What's our tagline, Christine? I'm so messing it up. Where we keep the happy and happily ever after, I think is what it is. Am I right?
You are right. But actually, I am, for all you listening right now, I am just, you know, I think you've been getting the groove that I'm coming back from a 3-day women's retreat. So I love that we're actually in, you know, broadcasting here at a women's conference, and I'm wearing a shirt that actually says happy on it. So it is all about happiness. And I think the relationships are one of the places where we, you know, our happiness gets sucked out the most. And it's not because they're so, I mean, relationships are tricky, for sure, they can be, but most of it's because we just don't have the wisdom around relationships, and we just don't understand love, and we oftentimes get love and relationships, like, you think they're the same thing, and actually, they're very related, but they're not the same thing, and we're going to talk about that a little bit, but first, we want to get back to what we said we were going to talk about, which is about leaning in and leaning out. So do you want to talk about that, Noah? How does a person know whether their partner is leaning in or the partner is leaning out? Because this is how you know, regardless of, you know, whether it's romantic or friendship or relative, whether or not you actually are in a relationship with somebody that you should let into your inner circle, that you should want to be in a deeper relationship with, is by whether they lean in or they lean out. So talk more about that, Noah.
So, Christine, you remember when we first moved in together? Like, there was this moment where I took my things from my apartment and put them into your apartment at the official level. There's this moment that it goes from being, I'm at your apartment most of the time, but I don't live there, to I'm living there. Do you remember that magic moment?
I do remember that. I don't know if it was magic, but it was definitely a moment.
Well,
it's supposed to be magical, but it's never like the Hallmark card. So
what I would say is, like, that to me is like the best example of the difference between leaning in and leaning out. Because when I first got into that apartment, what happened was we began to just realize that there's a moment of total freak out, like, oh my God, we're doing this. And we began to pick at each other. Christine was unhappy with some of the three or four decorations I brought. I was unhappy with what, because I thought she was being controlling. And we were just at each other's, not at each other's throat, but we were just on edge with each other. Like, every little thing was a big thing. And it didn't really need to be, but everything was a big thing. And at that moment, when the little things are just kind of making you crazy, that's the moment where you make the choice of leaning in or leaning out.
You have to tell the story, though. Tell us the rest of the story. You didn't finish the story.
Oh, I got to finish the rest of the story. Well, I was going to get there. My goodness. So.
All right. Oh, it's a good story. I want to make sure you get all of it.
So the thing that really put me over the edge is I put a picture of my grandmother on the living room mantle, mostly because I didn't know what else to do with it. But I put this picture of one of the women I have loved in my life, who was nurturing and loving.
You're going to try to butter up the story. You're going to try to butter it up so it makes me look like the villain. I know it's true.
But it was not a great picture. It just wasn't a great picture of her. But it was the only one I had, and I put it up on the counter, and it didn't go.
It was a scary picture. It looked like a picture from like 1950 of some really mean school teacher, and you weren't even in it.
It was a headshot of my grandmother, and she was a school teacher at one point, so she had the school teacher look, and.
Why?
And so Christine was like, no, you cannot have that in the living room. And my feelings were hurt, and I was mad, and I thought Christine was trying to control me. And what did you think, Christine?
I was not trying to control you, but I was definitely trying to control the situation. And then, you know, and so it kept going from there. So we were fighting about money, and then we were like all stressed out about just like trying to figure out how to, you know, like navigate the bathroom situation. And it was like we both had gotten to this place where we were having an inner dialogue, like, oh my gosh, maybe we've made a mistake. Like, maybe this is a mistake. And that is when we go into the lean in and lean out. So tell that story, because no, you're the one that found this tool.
So what we did was I said, okay, Christine, let's just sit down at a table for a minute here. I have something to tell you. I think we are freaking out because we feel like there's so much commitment that is happening in this moment, and that if this moment is wrong, we are going to be unhappy for the rest of our lives.
I do have to be honest that there's a big piece that did not want to be at the table. I did not want to be at the table, but I stayed at the table. And as I was listening, I remember listening to all the things that you were saying, Noah. And instead of, you know, picking up my ball and going home, or with the lean out technique, or stabbing and running, which is another technique, or being really angry, which is another leaning out technique, or making it about you and making you wrong, making it your fault, which is another lean out technique, I leaned in to love. And even though we didn't have a solution, I basically said to him, okay, well, you know, let's talk about this. And how are you feeling? And how am I feeling? And it opened up this dialogue that it wasn't necessarily a solution right away, but we just allowed us to lean into love and realize, oh, right, we're both here on each other's side. We're both here on each other's side.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I knew we actually had a partnership, because it was very different than conversations I tried to have with my ex-partner, about that, when he would just get mad and angry and make it all my fault, and it would end up, you know, being a fight, or with friends who were just, you know, really willing to lean in to see what was really there, and so they would, you know, take their ball and go home, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And that was, you know, a big, huge turning point in our relationship, I think, a deepening.
It was absolutely a deepening. And just to end the story, what we decided was that we had this sort of dialogue, and we said, here's the commitment we need to make. We are going to be together as long as it's a good idea. And when it's not a good idea anymore, we are committed that we are going to end. That we are going to throw out the word forever, because the word forever was causing all of this stress. And that was the, and when, I remember that.
I remember that very completely. When we got married, the word forever wasn't there, but we did do it exactly what we said. We said, if it's, there's nothing, it doesn't have to be forever. And it alleviated everything. And it's one of the lies I talk about in Choosing Me Before We, is the belief that if it's not forever, it's a failure. And the thing is, relationships have seasons, you know? They come and go, they're bright, they're dark, they're scary, they're wintry, they're blustery, they're sunny, they're fun. And I think one of the biggest failures we have in all relationships, whether that's, you know, a business relationship, a friendship, a romantic relationship, is we overstay. We overstay, and there's a way in which you can't have the relationships you want if you're overstaying on the ones that aren't really what you need in your life. And so the reason Noah and I were able to do what we did and have that conversation was because we both have chosen me before we in our relationship to ourselves first. And we both have a commitment to ourselves. Even, you know, 10 years later, now that we're married, we still are committed to ourselves first. And that doesn't mean that we aren't committed to each other, but it's not above a commitment to ourselves. It's not that we have to create all these sacrifices in order to be together. It is that we compromise. It is that we give from a place of love, and that sometimes we may decide to not do something that we really wanted to do from a place of love for somebody else, but not out of sacrifice, because it's out of love. And when you choose me before we, the relationship doesn't become more important than the love. And that's what's so important.
And I think that's one thing I really want the women at the Northwest Women's Show and all the folks on listening over the internet and around the world to understand is sacrifice is not your friend. It doesn't make the world go round. It actually makes everything harder. Because now, as your partner, I have to figure out when you say I will do something, whether you're doing it because you think it's the right idea or because you're making a sacrifice for me. It puts all of this responsibility on me now to figure out, are you being a martyr or are you telling me the truth? And that makes it all more complicated. It puts more things going on when you act from sacrifice.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that, and I'm so committed to this message for women especially and for men, that that this Wednesday we'll be starting a 40-day practice. It's all about creating the relationships that you really want in your life. And if you're a person who wants more love in their life, who wants to stop settling, who wants to attract great relationships in all pieces of your life, who wants to love herself, then be able to love others too, and wants to be able to transform relationships, to have the power to transform relationships, then this is, you're invited. You're super invited to this 40-day practice. I've been doing these 40-day practices for the last couple of years, and it's how I've transformed every relationship in my life. And so if you go to choosingmebeforewe.com, which is also the name of my book, choosingmebeforewe.com, you'll actually get all kinds of information about what this fabulous 40-day process is. And what's been proven is that if you can do anything for 40 days and you focus on anything for 40 days and set an intention, you can shift patterns and break habits. So if you don't have the relationship you want right now in any place in your life, whether you're single or you're dating or you're married or whatever, or because you all have friends, you all have relatives, you all have, you know, that in addition to your romantic relationships, if you're not getting what you want, the only way to get there is through understanding yourself. And I know we hear a lot about that. Oh, well, I'm supposed to love myself. Okay, how do I do that? And there's actually a path. And there's a path to actually looking at each of your relationships. and looking at how to transform them and looking about how your own beliefs and love stories and experiences are really impacting that. So if that's something you're interested in doing this spring, definitely check out Choosing Me Before We, because every single one of you listening at this beautiful conference you're at deserves to be loved. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to have fabulous relationships in your life. And you're the only one that can get that for you. That's how I met Noah, because I took a stand that I will never settle again. That's how come I have a soul family now around me with beautiful women and Anne and my goddess children, because I said I will only have people in my life that fill me up and help me grow. And I surrounded myself with love and became wealthy in love. And we all are so focused on becoming wealthy in money. I think we'd all be a lot happier if we got wealthy in love first. What do you think, Noah?
Simultaneous is my bad, but I love the idea of being really seeing simultaneous, but you need to have that bank account of love so that you have that reserve, because this is what allows you to do with all the things that you do. You can't really act in the world if you're feeling depleted in love. Like, love is a really important piece of being alive and well in the world.
And like we were talking about, there's a lot of misunderstanding about love, and there's a lot that we don't know about relationship. And just like you go to school, you go to graduate school, you go to college, you go to these conferences to learn, we got to learn about love, and we got to relearn about love and learn about relationship. And that is an investment that all of us need to make. And Noah, you've actually been one of my biggest teachers in this area, and I am so grateful for you, for all you taught me about love and all you've taught me about relationship. And I know that one of the reasons why I have so much love in my life from everywhere is because you've really taught me how to open my heart to love again.
Well, thank you, Christine. I am so honored to have been on this journey of learning more about love together with you. It has been really amazing and powerful to have a true partner. And that's the one thing. Like, I want all of the people at the Northwest Women's Show and all the folks listening on the air to really feel what it's like to have a partner in your life. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about being in partnership and about calling in that energy of loving yourself so much that partners happen easily. And when we come back.
Partners come in all shapes and sizes. So what we're really wishing for you is love in every relationship that you have, because I think there's a lot of suffering that happens for people out there that they don't have the partnership that they want, and you don't have to suffer. You don't have to suffer, but you do have to love. So we'll talk more about that when you come back. And remember, Noah and Christine Show, and check us out at Choosing Me Before We. We'll be back soon.
I've got too much to ride. You end up paying to have you by my side.
Has your life lost its magic? Are you unsatisfied, disconnected, or overwhelmed? We are Kay and Dr. Michael, and we're bringing our I Connect with Spirit intuitive workshop to Anaheim, California, April the 20th through 22nd. We'll teach you in one weekend how to confidently use your own intuition and psychic abilities to get your life back on track. Find out more about the peace and clarity that an intuitive life offers at connectwithspirit.net. We look forward to seeing you.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show. and welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show. I'm on the air, all about keeping the happy in your happily ever after. And I am so excited to just be here with you all at the Northwest Women's Show. And Christine had to run off and be in the world in some magical way, and her phone stopped working, and just it became the moment where it has to be just me. And then I found out I have another partner on the show with me, the wonderful and talented Heather. So can you say hello, Heather?
Hi, Heather.
See, she is a great partner. She takes, will pick up an old joke from the Borscht Belt.
Yeah, that's an old school joke right there.
So one of the things I wanted Heather to share with us is all of the some of the fabulous things that have been going on at the Northwest Women's Show. So Heather, what have you seen while you've been there?
A lot of people, honestly. A lot of women. You know what? Honestly, I've actually seen in person the Red Hat ladies. That was really nice to see them.
They're always awesome when they show up because they have such a presence when they move into a room.
Yeah, they do.
It's just like, wow, they're all here. It's all this beautiful energy that shows up, and having the majestic elder female energy show up is really an impressive energy.
Yeah, there's been some great things going on here. Yesterday, Dave from Dave's Killer Bread, him and his band were here. That was really cool because I actually just got introduced to their bread, which is awesome bread, by the by. Let's see. Linda Evans from Dynasty. Remember her?
Absolutely. I had the biggest crush on Linda Evans in 19.
There you go.
Whatever that was.
Awesome. Yeah, she was here yesterday. She did a talk. Let's see. What all the women loved, because we heard all the noise from it, the Seattle firemen were here doing their thing.
Mm.
Oh yeah. That was a great time. And right now, Dr. Pat is actually running a panel, so she's over there doing a talk and doing some raffles and giving away some good stuff. So it's been really eventful, actually.
Oh, it sounds like an amazing, amazing show there at the Northwest Women's Show. And it sounds like what is the name of the field now? It's changed name. It's no longer one telephone company. It belongs to somebody else.
Is that the CenturyLink Event Center?
Oh, right. That's right. Because those two companies have sort of become one company, I think. Or I don't know. It's all those things that happen in the world. So, Heather, I wanted to just share with you what it's like to have a partner, because you know, one of the things I was saying as when we were leaving the last segment was talking about happiness and partnership, and I want to be really clear, it's not about romantic partnerships. You have all of these partnerships in our lives, and you are always sort of creating them and building them and making them more. And Heather, I really appreciate you stepping right in and helping me partner this show through the last 10 minutes. And that's what a partner does, is they'll step up when you need them to step up. So I just wanted to make sure to say thank you for that.
No problem. That's just going to bring up one of my favorite songs. Hey, that's what friends are for, huh?
Yeah. Kiki D and Elton John, right?
Oh, yeah. Dionne Warwick was in that one. Who else was in that? A bunch of good times on that song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's I love your old school music talent as well as the folks with who's the bread? Was that a band, or was that food? I was totally confused by that, to be honest.
Okay, well, so what I'm gathering from it is the guy makes really good wholesome bread. I looked at the ingredients on the bread, but he also has a band. So it's called, the bread brand is named Dave's Killer Bread. And I think it's just the band name is Dave's Killer Bread and Band.
Oh, okay. Well, because I have to say, that makes perfect sense. Those two things go together. Bread, because you have to have sustenance to be able to play your guitar and get out there and
there you rest. Go. And it's seriously, I just got introduced to the bread, and it's just good stuff. It's like, you know, whole grains and, you know, nutritious bread. It has good proteins in it. It has, like, seeds all over the crust of. Oh, it's delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. And is that a local Seattle brand, I'm guessing?
I believe so, but I'm not 100% sure. Like I said, I just got introduced to the bread, and I'd like to thank my partner for bringing that into my life. It was delicious.
Oh, that's the thing. That's what partners really, that's what partners do, is they bring really good partners, whether it's your business partner or your romantic partner. They bring in new things into your life, and you get to go, it's like it doubles your experience of the world, and sometimes even more when you have a good partner.
I am definitely in agreement with you there. I've been introduced to so many new and wonderful things, you know, being with the person that I'm with, that I would never, never, never in a million years probably discovered on my own.
All right. Give me one example of something that your partner has brought into your life.
Let's see. School.
School?
Yes. I would never think to go back to school. 3 years ago? Oh, no. I was done with school. And I tell you what. My friend said, what are you doing with yourself? I'm like, I'm having a good time. Yeah, but what does that do for you later on? And so it just made a lot of sense that, hey, I need to do something that's going to fulfill not only me, but, you know, those around me. So going back to school was definitely a big thing for me. And I'm definitely, definitely appreciative of that, you know, hey, go to school. All right, fine, I'll go to school. And I enriched myself so much.
That is amazing, because it's amazing how when you're ready for a message, a partner can deliver it in a way that you can hear it. Because I'm sure that that's not the first person to make that suggestion to you. Or
yeah, you're right.
Like kinda, I'm sure there's been other people in your life who's tried to push you into it or whatever. I mean, or have like bring out the statistics, you know, da-da-da-da, the average salary of a person with a college, da-da-da, all that stuff that happens that people try to do to force things on you or make you see things. And a partner set just picks that perfect moment to say, you know what, Heather? This is something I think you should explore.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't know if you ever heard of pho, but pho never would have had it before had it not been for my partner. Pho is like the most amazing, wonderful soup you've ever had. And I don't even know if you can call it soup. It's just yummy goodness.
It is a full meal in a bowl. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's Vietnamese, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious stuff right there.
See, that's what partners do. They bring these amazing new things into your life. But if you want to be ready for that piece of your life, whether it's a romantic partnership or a business partnership or a friendship that has that extra special piece that allows all these things in it, you really need to be ready yourself. You have to have this clear space where you're already deeply and powerfully in love with yourself.
So true.
And if you want to learn a little more about what we teach on that space and where you might learn a little more about how to love yourself, you can check out ChoosingMeBeforeWe.com, where Christine is going off to create this 40-day practice for all of these folks who are ready to embrace being in love with yourself. And that has all these amazing impacts, including helping to create space for partnerships where you can have amazing things like foo or fa, or I'm never even sure how to say it, show up in your life.
Exactly.
And you have been listening to Noah and Heather on the Noah and Christine show, and we will see you on Tuesday this week, and we're going to have we're going to talk a little bit about Tantra and talk about the physical element of love and how that can impact it, spiritual, emotional, physical, and how those all can show up in your life. And just again, want to thank you for all of these things, and thank you, Heather, for joining me on this little little bit of a juncture with me. I really appreciate it.
I enjoyed myself. Thank you for letting me hang out with you, Noah.
And again, just want to say thank you so much. You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show here at the Northwest Women's Show, and we will see you on Tuesday. You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com with us, Noah and Christine. You can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Has your life lost its magic? Are you unsatisfied, disconnected, or overwhelmed? We are Kay and Dr. Michael, and we're bringing our I Connect with Spirit Intuitive Workshop to Anaheim, California, April the 20th through 22nd. We'll teach you in one weekend how to confidently use your own intuition and psychic abilities to get your life back on track. Find out more about the peace and clarity that an intuitive life offers at connectwithspirit.net. We look forward to seeing you.